It started years ago. I was building pots, just sort of large clay pots. Actually, it was a CBC interview I'd heard about somebody building hypertufa planters out of peat moss and concrete, and thought, oh, that's what I need. So I wrote the recipe down, left it on the wall for probably 10 years, and then finally started playing around with ideas. And most of it was failures. Then one day I was putting some stuff together, and I thought, if I can shape a pot, I can shape it into anything. And we've always had a goat as a mascot for the store. Now, this one's sort of worn and pretty battered. It was the very first real attempt for a statue. But it's an old goat sort of sitting there, nestled in amongst some rocks, chewing on some foliage.
How do you make it with your hands, like some of the shapes, like faces?
It's done in stages, and as the concrete sets up and it firms up, you mold it with your hands. So it's pressure points, and you know, there's some disasters, you know, if we've worked on things and at the last minute ripped a face off or, you know, broke something. Before I show you other things, I'd like to sort of show you some of my drawings that
sure.
are inside.
That'd be great.
We'll go inside and look. This is where it all starts. I get people to model.
Mm-hmm.
I've been lucky to have different people model. Most people don't necessarily realize I do the drawings, but if I can get a couple out here. I did a few commissions. One is on the seashore of a pair of flamenco dancers. So I come up with the idea, I get people to model, mm-hmm. I take that, I draw it out, and then I turn it into a sculpture, which you'll see. And in the middle of the winter, I set up workshops and I build in this little room, which is only 16 feet by 24, 25 feet. So it's quite small. And then it leads into the greenhouse. So in the midst of trying to set up greenhouse production and so on, I'm still working on my projects. And they're large. They're not tiny little things. Like the last magic, the warrior medicine man out front, he would have been built in here, and he stands 9 to 10 feet tall. So basically I had to build it in sections, flip it on its side, drag it out through the store. The dragon that I built out back was on 9 different pallets. It stretched out into this greenhouse, and it basically, you could barely walk around anywhere. So to build something that's going to be seen from 100 feet away in a place where you can hardly get 2 feet away from mm-hmm. it's quite a procedure. Let's continue through, and we'll I'll show you where they all go.
They start with drawings. Have you always been creative?
I guess so. When I was a teenager, I did do some hot wax drawings and paintings and so on. I dabbled with a little bit of paint, but I was married very young. We have 3 kids, and we used to try to do some drawings and stuff in the house. And when you have 3 kids around, you just, all of a sudden you go, all right, make up your mind. You're going to be a starving artist? No. You got kids. You got to raise kids. So, you know, you had to concentrate on that.
How long does it usually take you to make, depending on the size, to make one of these?
Some of the large ones take a couple hundred hours, not counting the time drawing it and thinking it out. Once you start a certain phase, sometimes you have to finish. So if you're working on a face, you're not going to go, oh, I'm tired of this, it's time to go home. You go, no, this has to be finished. So there's been sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning, you're there going, I can't believe I'm still here, I have to be to work at 8 in the morning. And it's not like acrylic paints where you sort of, I'll get back to that someday. Either you do it or you don't. Yeah, so there's probably times people have probably driven by at night and they've heard this, you know, I think I played Santana for the musicians back there and Matt Anderson for another one, and I'll have them cranked to the hilt, and I'm in there just drinking coffee and just can't believe that I'm doing it so late. And people come in and go, you've been at this how many hours? Well, I started 8 this morning, it's midnight now. My wife would phone saying, come home. You're hoping to find a little piece of mine. To build the greenhouse that we're close to here, I needed more property, and I was able to buy a piece of property which stretches another 10 acres. Doing that, I decided, well, it'd be nice to have a big sculpture, something that you could see from the road. So I had an excavator build a garden, which is somewhere in that 25 feet high. Mm-hmm. It's all boulders that were here, piled them up, planted a lot of different plants. So I built this statue on the top of the hill, mm-hmm. which is, you know, when you're by somewhere and you see an old dead tree leaning or a piece of driftwood or root standing and you sort of see things in those. Well, a lot of my stuff is like this. And this is a figure of sort of gargoyles, creatures, and three people, one looking out, other ones jumping and leaping. Everything started out as a large garden with a couple sculptures and lots of fun plants. And now I'm maybe getting a little carried away. This is the one here. Not everybody will understand it. Some people would just think of it as sort of some modern dance grouping. But it actually, I don't know if you see it, but it represents a dragon.
I can see it.
You can see it? See? Those three there represent that wing. The guy on the top folded doing like a sit-up is part of the head. There's a guy holding him up, which is part of the neck.
Do you have a name for your garden, or is it just the garden?
No, sometimes it's Higgins Hill and a few things. It's just my backyard. I go out there most days, most nights. I'll sit and have a coffee or a beer at night or just hang out. This is a statue here. And it was done on three pallets. And then it had two removable pieces. On the top is a guy sitting playing mandolin. There's a flautist playing their flute. There's this tall guy playing. He's drumming. There's another like African drummer. There's a cougar. There's wildlife.
Have you ever thought of doing a professional show with your work?
Some people have asked me that, said that I should do stuff with my drawings, and people say I should show this, and I said, well, I am. This is the best place. That live tree back there under the pine was built for there. They're meant to be a lot of fun, and I don't know where they lie in the art world, but I don't think you're going to see much like them anywhere. Contractors that have worked with concrete all their lives often come in and go, wow, man, that freaks me out. How did you do that? There was a couple that had come in. They just came into the store and said, I hope you don't mind. I wanted to show your stuff off. A bunch of us, we've grabbed a picnic and we're just going out here to have a bite to eat. A lot of people come year after year just to see what's new and what's happening. And a lot of them come and go, never expected this. Long days, hard.